I'm Lisa Bennett, the Story Sack librarian, reading you Hansel and Gretel. Once upon a time, there was a boy called Hansel and a girl called Gretel. They lived with their father and stepmother near a dark wood. Their father was a poor woodcutter. One day, there was no food to eat. They were all hungry. That night, Hansel and Gretel heard their father and stepmother talking. "There's no food to eat," said the woodcutter.
"Take Hansel and Gretel to the dark wood and leave them there," said the stepmother.
Gretel was scared. Hansel had a plan. He went outside and got some pebbles. The next day, the woodcutter took Hansel and Gretel into the dark wood. As they walked, Hansel dropped the pebbles. They walked deep into the dark wood.
"Stay here," said the woodcutter. "I will come back."
The woodcutter did not come back. Gretel was scared.
"Don't be scared," said Hansel. "We can follow the pebbles home."
Hansel and Gretel followed the pebbles. They were soon home. The woodcutter was happy to see them. The stepmother was not.
"Take them into the dark wood again," said the stepmother.
Hansel went to get some pebbles. The door was locked, so he got some breadcrumbs. The woodcutter took Hansel and Gretel into the dark wood. As they walked, Hansel dropped the breadcrumbs. They walked deep into the dark wood.
"Stay here," said the woodcutter. "I will come back."
The woodcutter did not come back. Gretel was scared.
"Don't be scared," said Hansel. "We can follow the breadcrumbs home."
But the birds had eaten the breadcrumbs. Hansel and Gretel could not find their way home. Hansel and Gretel were lost in the dark wood. They walked until they saw a house. The house was made of sweets and cake. Hansel and Gretel were hungry. They began to eat the house. An old woman came out of the house.
"Come in," she said.
The old woman was a witch. She locked Hansel in a cage. She made Gretel feed Hansel. She wanted Hansel to be fat enough to eat. Every day the witch went to Hansel.
"Hold out your finger," she said.
Hansel held out a thin chicken bone. The witch could not see very well.
"You're not fat enough," said the witch.
One day the witch could wait no longer. She made Gretel heat the water in the cooking pot. The witch looked into the cooking pot to see if the water was hot. Gretel pushed her in. Gretel unlocked the cage. Hansel and Gretel ran away. They ran and ran all the way home. Their father was happy to see them. The stepmother had gone away. They all lived
happily ever after.